Greetings and welcome, everybody, to Great American Golf. This is Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. Hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon. Everything is great. It doesn't matter where you are in whatever time zone of the world. Great American goes off every Saturday morning on thegolfnewsnet.com. Thegolfnewsnet.com. This is maybe the greatest platform for golfers and for golf news and radio shows, podcasts, television shows. Great golf journalism by Ryan Bal. I can only tell you that Ryan Ballingee is probably one of the great golf journalists in our country. I love how he works, how he operates, and everything that Ryan does. So join us at thegolfnewsnet.com every Saturday and every Monday. The shows are there for a couple of days. They then go off to all the big audio platforms where you love to listen to your podcasts and your music. Television the same, thegolfnewsnet.com. Click into the TV tab, check out the television show, and then you'll find that over on Roku and Amazon and Apple and, well, other places around about where you get your television, and more of those locations to come as well. I also want to thank everybody for joining us, not just this morning, but for the comments and some of the emails you've sent me over the last couple of weeks. Since I've been telling you that I've sent out my America's 250th birthday golf gift guide, we sent that out. Well, we sent it out a week ago today. And tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of you golfers, male and female alike, all ages, golf pros, instructors, golf course owners, GMs, head pros, you name it, are all on the list, but mostly it is the recreational golfer around the USA, well, and maybe beyond, 250,000 nearly. And thank you so much for your feedback. Glad you got your golf gift guide. We're going to send it out again. Can you believe it? For those that maybe not have seen it or it went to junk or whatever, we're going to send it out again coming up in another week or two, because I think we're going to be celebrating America's 250th birthday all year long. But for sure, if you want on the list, write to me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com. And I've got to thank Squares Golf Shoes. You know, Squares is one of my great, great sponsors, along with touredge.com, Touredge Golf Clubs. Their new Exotics ball, the new putter, the new mini driver. Wow. Certifreshcigar.com, Certifresh Cigars, a longtime sponsor. More on them a little bit later, but I really want to reach out and thank Squares, Squairz. This is the big, big, big golf shoe in the world right now, and they want to help you find the right shoe for your golf game. Every Squares model is purpose-built for a different style of play. If you spend hours thinking about the performance of your clubs, then why don't you spend time on your shoes? They are your next piece of equipment. They're not a fashion statement, although square shoes look great. You want to go to squares.com. They'll guide you through everything. And we're so appreciative of Squares being with me as a sponsor of these TV, radio shows, and platforms for now. Well, since day one, Bob Winskowitz, he'll join us on the show soon. Thanks to Bob and Squares and all of you. Make sure you get to squares.com. All right, Bob, Denny, Dr. Bob, yeah. Dr. Bob, our PGA historian emeritus from the PGA of America. Bob, we have a million different directions we can go. The ladies are at Evian France. Let's wait on that. Elissa Gaudet, founder of Women's Golf Day and a longtime attender of this major golf tournament for the ladies. And no, they're not done on the LPGA Tour. They have another major coming. A Scottish Open is coming up, and then the Open Championship coming up for them. As well, Bob is on the PGA Tour. We've got an Open Championship coming up. This week, the Scottish Open going on. And the alternative event is the ISCO PGA Tour event going on in Louisville, Kentucky. I formerly lived there. I got my master's degree from Louisville. And I played a lot of golf, love Louisville, love Kentucky. We'll talk all about that in a minute. Bob, let's get to Scottie Scheffler missing the cut at the Scottish Open. Now, he hasn't missed a cut since 2022. I don't know exactly when that was in 2022. And we've talked about Scottie Scheffler in that He hasn't really been able to close, I'm sure, the way that he wants to and the way that everybody else does. We've spoken about that on the last show, last week. And, it's been close. There's been many things happening. Some have been very bitter losses. You look at that putt, that was just a horrible putt. But Bob take over and he misses the cut now at the Scottish Open. Is he now in a slump? Dare we even use that word? Or is he just playing poorly and he'll be back? He'll be back.
Well, he's in a funk in his standard of the world, which for us would be pretty good standard of the world if we were in the tour trying to earn a living. But he's not getting his iron shots within ranges. He said he couldn't get good looks at any of the throughout the tournament, and he went 68-72 on a par 70 golf course, and with all the best players in the world are mo many of them are right there in that tournament. So he's in that position, and the last time he missed a cut was the 2022 FedEx St. Jude Championship. This he's finished outside the top 25 for the first time now since 2024, the BMW. So it shows how consistent we've watched him and his play. But everybody has those problems. But let's look at this tournament for just for a moment. He hit 11 of 26 fairways in 2 days and 23 of 36 greens. So that tells me that he can't recover from those kind of shots and those positions, and hope to make a cut in an event that is high quality right now.
Well, and there you go. I think it's all there for everybody to see. We love Scottie Scheffler. We do. And there's a lot of golfers that we're very, very fond of. We love to follow them. We're admirers of their game, even their lives, their faith, some of them. I mean, you can go on and on, but Scottie Scheffler stands out among so many, and I'm sad to see him not playing well. I just am.
I lived through a couple generations of following Fleetwood. I really wish they could perform at their standards all the time. I get spoiled by it, Ray. I grew up with Jack Nicklaus and watching him play. I was eager to watch him at every t step of the way. Then obviously we moved down to the generation of Tiger. Everybody was interested in watching how he would recover on Sundays, and he started out. He was like a race car, and he picked his spots, and then he gathered steam in the weekends and put on that red shirt, and we all got spoiled by it.
Well, we did. We got spoiled with unbelievable historic golf with Tiger Woods, and the debate rages on is who's the greatest of all time. And you can go on and on about that, and we can spend a lot of time debating it and going over it. It's like a piece of meat. The more you chew it, the bigger it gets. But I think you're the greatest of all time in your particular era. Now, if Tiger Woods at his prime and Jack Nicklaus in his prime and Gary Player in his prime and Arnold Palmer in his prime, and I have to add Billy Casper in his prime, the big three and me, right? If you took those golfers in their prime with Tiger there in his prime, who wins that 18-hole match or that 72-hole tournament? Who wins it? Write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Write to me, golfadams@msn.com. We're going to take eras and epochs and lifetimes and all of those variables, and we're just going to say if you put those greatest golfers in history, and you could add Hogan, yes, you could go way back, but let's just go with those. You tell me who wins that match. Golfadams@msn.com. Bob, who wins it in your mind?
The best short game of that group is Tiger Woods. He and the best putter, standard wise, and navigator of a golf course, Jack Nicklaus. So it comes down to those two really fighting it out when you if you go down through a elimination of a match by match by match, whatever it is, among that honored group that you said to
It'd
be,
be fun
but
to it fun it would be fun to be able to figure it out, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. We've loved golf our whole lives. We've covered it, been passionate about it, played it, traveled for it, met amazing people. Golf has done everything for me, just like the players will say, golf has given me everything. And you know, since I left corporate and before that as a professor of history at the university, I must say that golf has given me everything too, as a golf journalist, broadcaster, personality on radio, TV, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that jazz. All right.
I'd like to give a little nugget for cuts, if we could.
Please.
Scotty had a 78 streak cut ended at the Scottish Open. Tiger still holds the longest for the PGA Tour with 142. Byron Nelson 113, Jack Nicklaus 105, Hale Irwin 86, and here comes Scotty at 78, which leaves the current leaders on the golf course in today's Matt Fitzpatrick 28 and Hideki and Matsuyama 27.
Now, since you have nothing better to do than when I throw a question at you from left field and hit you in the head with the ball, and I never mean to do that, and you know that, but folks, let's ask Dr. Bob if he will just take his time. Can be any time during the hour, maybe even when we go out to a quick little commercial break in a while. Can you tell me when Tiger Woods miscuts or made cuts ended? Tell me what year and what tournament that ended at. Now, if you can't do it today, we'll do it on Monday. It's fine. I'd love to know that because I think I might have been a part of that. But let's find out. I don't know. I don't remember.
I got it for you.
You've already got it. Look at him. See, this is why he's the greatest golf historian in America. Forget about it. Go ahead.
2005 in May at the Byron Nelson Championship.
And that's when his made cuts ended.
Yep, and it began in 1998 at the Buick Invitational.
Now, the other one that I've been asked to find out is when did his string of under par rounds end and at what tournament? Because I know he had a long running record with that one. Under par rounds, when did it end and at what tournament? That's something, again, we can, you know, think about. So we're going to keep going and, you know, you'll come up with that as we go along.
I
Now,
got that
listen.
for you too, if you want
Dr. Bob has it already. You see that? He
it.
pushes a button and work, all his work comes in.
Subpar rounds, 13 consecutive subpar rounds. We're going through the 2000 US Open and it snapped during the 2001 Masters. Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking at his consecutive rounds under par and when that streak snapped.
Could be any event, right?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I was asked that by a listener. But anyway, all right.
Well, I
Let's
have that
keep.
one too. I got it for you.
Here we go. Here we go. He's got everything. There he is.
It was the second round of the Phoenix Open in 2001, and he had 52 rounds for over a year period from 2000 to 2001.
Guess who scored for Tiger Woods as a walking scorer during that round?
You.
Yes. Yes, I did. I scored for Tiger and I had to sit across from him because I not only had to know where his ball was and what his hole-by-hole score was, twice in the water on number 12, he was ticked off that day. And I was chosen to be the scorer for Tiger Woods because of my experience and my, very, very, very serious manner out there on the golf course. Olin Brown played with him that day, and Carlos Franco played with him. And I had to sit across from the three of them, and I had my scores for each of them, and they had their scores for each other and their own scores. And I had to sit across from them at the table in the scorer's tent and read off the scores. Now, I will only tell everybody that was one of the most nerve-wracking times of my life. But every single number that I posted, they agreed and they posted. I was 100% accurate, having to go around with eyes all around my head and watch all three of them and score all three of them. Of course, they went to digital and electronic and all that after all that. That was a very long time ago, a quarter of a century ago. And that is when Tiger Woods, not happy. I will not go into his demeanor or his foul language. I will say that it was a very bad day. It was a bad day at the Phoenix Open, but I was the walking scorer. Tiger was very, very, very nice to me, by the way, I want to say. He was very cordial. He was very professional. Actually invited me to go upstairs. I did not go. Media was not allowed to go there, but I wasn't media. I was his scorer. He signed a yardage booklet that I had produced called Out and About. It's right here. It's been kept in perfect temperature and in plastic cover. And that will likely sell one day for $4,000 to $5,000. And it's right here in my wonderful golf broadcast studio.
I've got
So,
another cut streak that I enjoy talking to our
can't wait.
listeners.
Let's hear it.
This is always one of the people have always forgotten. Jane Blaylock started her consecutive made cut streak in 1969, her rookie season on the LPGA tour, and it ended on October 10, 1980. This unbroken streak of 299 consecutive tournaments is tops all time across men and women's tours.
Unbelievable. Well, Jane Blaylock, an amazing player, and Jane has been on this show before. We should have her on again. I think it'd be great.
Wonderful lady.
Absolutely. What a professional and so articulate and very
She
down to earth. Very down
runs
to
a
earth.
run, runs a great group in the Legends Tour.
Yes, she
So,
does.
yeah.
Jane Blaylock. Okay. We are looking for a wonderful second part of the show coming up. Bob, I do want to talk a little bit about this alternative event going on the PGA Tour, the ISCO Championship in Louisville, Kentucky. What do you have about that going on?
Right now, it's at Hurstbourne Golf Club, Country Club, and
Hurstburn is a beautiful area of Louisville. It's an upscale area.
Right now, it as we come on, it's William Mao, MOUW, is the leader by a stroke over Paul Peterson.
Okay.
Okay, at currently at the time, and excuse me, I was looking at the ISCO. That was the previous one. My apologies. My apologies. But the current, just gonna give me a second here. Lucas Glover was leading the championship.
Lucas Glover, that's right.
Yeah, right. Okay. And Mr. I don't know the first name of the gentleman, is Mr. Fisk, Fisk, and Chan Kim were right behind him. So Lucas Glover, 13 under par, and Mr. F I think it's Steve. I have to look up the first name. My apologies for Mr. Fisk, and he's 11 under. So I don't, I get caught in that who are they type of problems if once in a while too. It's a problem.
Well, these alternative events are there so the guys can have status and have a place to play and make a couple bucks.
It's Steve Fisk. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, let's get back over to the Scottish. I've been asked a couple of questions about that.
All right.
And I want to go below the cut line. Let's get below the cut line, Bob, because I myself am a bit shocked. If you go to the cut line of the Scottish Open, you're going to see that you've got a lot of players, some massive name players.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm actually shocked by this. I don't know that I've seen a miscut group of players of this name status. For example, Sepp Straka misses the cut at one under par. Or excuse me, yeah, he finishes and misses. The cut line is 200. Ludwig Ober, your buddy, he misses the cut. But wait, it gets worse. Patrick Cantlay. What about Scottie Scheffler? We spoke about that, Scottie Scheffler. And then you've got some other names like Brooks Koepka,
Shane
who
Lowry.
shoots four over par today. Shane Lowry misses the cut. Pat Guiter misses the cut. We can keep going. Billy Horschel misses the cut. Alex Fitzpatrick misses the cut. What are they doing? Aaron Rye misses the cut, a big time major champion winner. And we can go on and on and on about missed cuts like Xander Schauffele, Hao Tong Li, Padraig Harrington, who just won last week, misses the cut, Charlie Hoffman, Brent Snedeker, go, all of these big names, and Bud Cauley. Now, are they missing the cut because they really just don't care, and it is a tool time warm up for the Open Championship? Is that am I reading that about right, or what?
I just think they can't handle some of the conditions of the greens there at that golf course. I've seen it, and there's some high fescue out there. I've seen that, and that's it's tricky. That is your leaders right now. The three-way tie for the lead with Rory, Tom Kim, and Jordan Smith of England are there at the 9 under, and then Matt Fitzpatrick's right behind him at 1 stroke. Minwoo Lee, the brother of Minji Lee. And Chris Goddard bogeyed the last hole, and he's 2 back at 7 under, so he's having a pretty good 2 weeks so far.
Danny Willett, as you go down the line, Hogarth, Wyndham Clark is right there. We know about Wyndham. He knows how to win U.S. Opens. He's at 6 under. He's just about. And look, I think that if you're within 5 or 6 strokes of the lead, you can win this golf tournament. There's going to be a big, big weekend. Patrick Reed is in there. Wouldn't it be unbelievable to see Patrick Reed win another major? I would love it. But whatever. JT is there at 4 under. He is pushing that envelope limit. But
Robert McIntyre's looking very good out there.
Tommy Fleetwood is at 3. He's pushing that limit. I don't know that he can do it. Tyrrell Hatton, Francesco Molinari. I think these are all too far back to be able to do it. Hardest working man in golf is Eric Cole. And then John Rahm is 2 under par. He can't get it done. I don't think so. I'm going way out on a limb when I say that. But Adam Scott is out of there. Kurt Kitayama is out of there. JJ Spahn is 2 under. And Victor Hovland, who just had a massive win, is 2 under. And he makes the cut on the number. Now, can they all go crazy and get in the zone and score great golf and pick up 5, 6, 7, 8 points? They could. But it means that Jordan Smith and Tom Kim and Rory McIlroy and Matt Fitzpatrick and Minwoo Lee are going to sit around on their thumbs and not do much for a couple of days. What say you?
I think anybody in the top 7 or 8 spots are is going to be a champion. A couple weeks ago, you asked me what I thought about Scotty when we played 36 holes at 16 under. I said I don't see him collapsing. Well, he didn't make up ground at all and finished. He only got 3 strokes on the weekend. So it's that kind of intensity among these great players. Who can handle the conditions over there? Rory, Matt Fitzpatrick, Goddard, and certainly Mr. McIntyre know that course very well.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got all of that going on and a whole heck of a lot more. I do want to mention one of our new sponsors, and Larry Walshaw, the founder and CEO of the company, known as the Water Weasel Retriever, Bob. This is one of the most innovative, fun, cool little products of the year for me, one of the PGA products of the year from the PGA Merchandise Show last January. We did a great video together, as I did 31 total videos with different companies, reporting on the show and showing off different companies and their products and technology. But waterweaselretriever.com, you can find them on their website. You can find them on Amazon as well. Larry Walshaw will be joining us this coming Monday on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show when we wrap up all of the great world's golf. So that's going on. Loads and loads to talk about on Monday. Don't forget some great, great golf courses right here in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. These are some of my great sponsors' courses: Augusta Ranch Golf Club, Springfield Golf Resort, the Legacy Golf Resort. Go to golflegacyresort.com. Find out so much more about what's going on at the Legacy Golf Resort and Canyon Mesa Country Club in Sedona, Arizona, about an hour and a half north of Phoenix in the Red Rock Country. Absolutely one of the most beautiful little golf courses. It's nine holes, but it winds through the canyons of Sedona, Arizona. Folks, you've got to go to all of these and more of my golf courses. So had to get that in, Bob, for the golf courses and what's going on. Now, let's move our attention over to the schedules. Let's have a quick look at the schedules. What's coming up? Lead us through it on
Well,
all the tours, including the Champs and the DP, if you can.
the PGA Tour, obviously, next week, it's going to the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, and that's the it's the I think it's one of the most fair of the golf courses in the English Rota for the Open Championship. I like it over there, and I think it's very nice. And Scotty's the defending champion, and nobody's won a back-to-back Open Championship since Padraig Harrington in 2008 and 2009. So we'll see how it happens. And after the Open Championship, and they catch their breath, there's a just a, it's going to be at the same time. Excuse me, while the Open Champion is happening, the Punta Cana Championship is happening, Corrales Punta Cana Championship in Dominican Republic. And following that is the 3M Open in the Twin Cities. So that gives you a long distance couple weeks for the PGA Tour.
Well, we're
Okay.
definitely in championship season with the ladies and the gentlemen
Right.
going on. And of course, the DP kicks into that because Open Championship is part of that. We're looking for Alyssa Godet to join us from Women's Golf Day. She was at Avion. She'll join us to talk all about that, Bob, in just a few moments. And she'll be linking in here in just a few minutes.
I like to mention that the colleague championship company's championship is happening at Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, on the South Course,
Yes, it
which will be
is.
the swan song for golf on that golf course, which is sad because I grew up watching a lot of great golf in a lot of different events at Firestone. I got to walk it a couple times in different events. I got to see Fuzzy Zeller win there in 2002 in the Senior PGA Championship, and I think it's really one of the fine old golf courses. It's held its own for many years, but sponsorships change, people, and it's over the years. So this championship, which is a major, the Colleague Companies Championship, is going to be moving on to Newport Beach next year on a different title.
You know, Dr. Bob, I grew up and, we all grew up in different eras and times and all that, but I remember watching golf from Akron. If I remember correctly, it was the World Series of Golf, wasn't
Yes.
it? And this was a great PGA Tour stop forever. And you look at it, and I believe that this golf course is now off the rota.
It's off the rota.
Colonia is now off the rota. What other great golf courses are off the PGA Tour's rotation? I think it's just terrible. That's my opinion. No one called me to ask me, but I'm going to give it anyway because I have a right to do it.
Yeah,
And I know that
I'd like to mention,
go ahead.
interrupt you just for a second, that
Please, please.
the Colleague Companies Championship used to be called the Senior Players Championship. Okay, So don't forget this is still a major, and they're fine, and they had some great winners over the years. Most recently, Miguel Jimenez last
Yep.
year,
Yep.
Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Jerry Kelly, Steve Stricker again, Kelly again, Retief Goosen, who's out there playing away. Zach Johnson is just crawling up towards the leaderboard, so he's close. He might make a run at it this weekend. But that it goes all the way back to 1983 was when they first had it. Miller Barber, next year Arnold Palmer two times in a row. Gary Player wins it. Billy Casper wins it. Nicklaus wins it. So a lot of people have gone through that wonderful tournament at those locations. Great people. And one of the favorites way back that people may forget was a golf club professional from old Kentucky by the name of Larry Gilbert. And he won in 1997 this championship when it was a major and turned heads at that time thinking, wow, a club professional winning a senior major. Well, it happened again with Tom Wargo and the senior PGA and Palm Beach Gardens. So it's some great names. That's what I attach to it whenever I think about Akron and the Firestone Country Club.
Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, I have some great news for everybody because Alyssa Gaudet, Alyssa, you look great. Kind of a
What?
movie star are you today?
What do you mean?
Sitting
I'm
there at
wearing
the,
my
sitting there at
just
your,
got finished watching my team win.
yeah, you're
Hello,
ensconced. Bob,
España.
doesn't Alyssa look great?
Always, always.
She always does, and she's one
Alyssa's
of the
skinnier.
smartest people I've ever known. Forget about being a globetrotter, but now here she is, the founder of Women's Golf Day, basking in the aftermath. Hair is not on fire, we can see that, and she is just enjoying her FIFA World Cup playoffs going on right now. What are we in the round of 16, Alyssa, something like that?
Yeah,
And
Spain just won.
Spain is on TV right now. Now we know our USA
No,
team.
it ended. It's over. They won. We're in the
It's
quarterfinals.
over. See, time changes. I didn't know that.
Spain won. They beat Belgium. They move forward. Belgium is the team
Well,
that
we don't
beat the
like Belgium.
USA.
We don't like Belgium because they eliminated the USA. So we had it in for them anyway.
Yeah. Okay, let's not go there
So
because
Spain, no, we're not going
that was
anywhere
a
like
whole
that.
bat that was a whole That was a whole kind of what we hoped FIFA and everybody else was getting away from, which was corruption scandal.
I don't know
Right.
anything
Let's
about it. I know
see.
nothing
Right.
about that. I know nothing. It's a
Okay,
sports
well,
show.
anyway, tomorrow Norway plays France.
Well,
Wow.
France is slated to win it all. What do you think?
Norway. Norway all the way.
Narve, Norwegian.
Whoa.
I
Row.
hope
There we go.
because
Row.
I'm not,
Yeah.
you know, I'm not really a, I don't listen. I don't watch soccer and football and all. What are we doing over here? Why are we
That's the
pulling up our
row.
shirts, Bob?
We're
We're
not
pulling
pulling
up
our
our
shirt. It's
shirts. We're
rowing.
rowing. We're
We're rowing.
rowing.
Viking
I thought they're, I
row.
was going
It's
to
a Viking
say,
row.
did you
You
watch the
can't do
gallery?
that.
Did you watch the
Bob and I
gallery
can do
when
it.
Victor Hovland won? Victor Hovland had a gallery doing the Victor
same
Hovland.
thing.
Yes, they
Yeah.
did. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So watch the FIFA World Cup because, you know, I've got people in the family that are like crazy, nuts so crazy over it. My wife's brother is a coach of soccer. My son is like, what do you want to know? He's a walking, talking dictionary encyclopedia about soccer. And he grew up playing soccer. I traveled all over the place with him on the traveling team. So we love soccer. The number one attended sport on the earth, correct, Bob? And Alyssa, I think that's correct.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
for
certainly
sure.
there.
So
Yeah.
NFL
And you know
football
what?
thinks they're big time, and they pale in comparison to soccer.
I really came, and this is something I feel like Robert, you would, Bob would definitely appreciate, and it applies to all sports. And it was very interesting because it did kind of like sum up stuff for Women's Golf Day when there's this like contagious feeling among people when you're all rooting for the same thing. So you
Yes.
could say like
post-Knicks game or what's going on with World Cup or what we have with Women's Golf Day, where it's like very concentrated, and it's like there's a, I don't know, I wouldn't know how psychological of a term or what have you, but it's called something effervescence.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sums it up. It summed it up. I'm gonna have to go look it up.
Okay, I love
That
that word,
quote is what.
effervescent.
Yeah, but
Effervescent.
it has to do with like that sports, or maybe it could be religious, and where there's like a lot of people gathering together for the same kind of desirous, positive, desirous goal. And it's kind of, I don't know if it's the energy or what has transpired during that that creates this kind of a bonding. It's a
Very cool.
bonding. It creates, yeah. I'll look it up while we're talking about it.
All right, Dr.
Golf,
Bob,
which
Denny,
I know is why we're
yeah.
here. I
Dr. Bob,
once,
Denny,
I'd like to, I'd
hang
like
on.
to,
Go ahead,
okay.
Bob.
I'd just like to interject a little, a moment I had, you know, the first tee in Scotland in Glen Eagles when Tom, help me out with the last name, our great, an interviewer for ESPN. He's one of the
Watson?
tremendous. No, Tom, what was he's a staff member for ESPN, a great reporter. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought on his last name, but he was out there and I said, "Is this your first World Cup?" And I it's a joke, and he laughed because we're hearing chants from the crowd at the Ryder Cup. My point I was trying to make is the chants you hear in soccer are original. They keep going. It's a wave of things. People are inventing new songs along the way. I am so enthused listening to them because I understand it better now watching these, especially at the World Cup level. They're passionate. They're engaged with it. It's amazing to see that. So, it's Tom Rinaldi I was trying to think of, folks. Tom
Okay,
Rinaldi, one of the
yeah.
great interviewers. He could get people to cry with any kind of question. But anyway, Tom was out there and we heard all these crazy chants on the first tee. That's minuscule compared to a World Cup. They have chants, they invent, they bring in, sometimes they create new ones in the stands. So that's what I like to see is that passion. I like to see it and keep it safe and you know and not hurt anybody, but certainly make a passion and the national pride comes out so well. It just that's what's really impressed me the most watching this as the World Cup is in our country.
Well, I'm so glad it's here and I know everybody's enjoying it. We'll continue to do that. Now, listen, we're going to run out for just a moment. Don't move. You can breathe, but don't move, everybody, because Alyssa Gaudet is going to continue on through the break. And so is Dr. Bob. And when we come back on the other side, we have some wonderful info about the LPGA Tour, the global tour that it is. Over in Evian, France. And Alyssa, having been there, I think more than once, is going to shed a bunch of light and travel info and golf info. And Bob will have the leaderboard with Lottie Woad from England. And we're just going to have a load of fun when we come back. Stay tuned with me for just a moment. Now, these sponsors make all this happen. And thank them so very much. Listen, they're going to help you with your game. We'll be right back. In just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here on the Great American Golf Show here Saturday morning. Everything happening all around the world. We've got loads more to talk about with Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America's Historian Emeritus, and one of our favorite guests all the time, every time. She's almost a regular, and she's in the Great Women in Golf segment. We're talking about Elissa Gaudet, the founder of Women's Golf Day. Elissa, thank you so much. We're going to get to the major tournament here in a moment on the LPGA Tour. Well, all the tours all over the world at the Avion. But let's talk a little bit first about, I know that you just wrapped up here recently Women's Golf Day this year. So what are some of your numbers? What are some of your results that you've been able to collect? And let everybody know, how did it go?
Sure. We had, in the 1 week of where the events are happening, last Tuesday in May, first Tuesday in June, we had 5 million impressions on social media. So that was huge.
What is an impression? What does it mean to have an impression? What does that mean?
That it's been looked at, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
And that was just that 1 week. So that's not what we do for the year, but you know, so that was really, it was really good. We would love to have had more events. We had a couple hundred, you know, every year it ebb and flows. The one thing I will say is the ones that we do have get better and better every year. That people really, I think, have bought into it. I guess my little frustration is, how do we get more people to do it? And I don't know what's going on. So
yeah, hundreds of countries over the course of that week, thousands of golf courses. I mean, just
not hundreds, 83.
83 countries.
In the history of Women's Golf Day, we have had 86 different countries. Not all 86 do it. A lot of them do, but.
Well, and I guess I meant to say, lots of countries, but hundreds and hundreds of golf courses all over, everywhere. Yeah. Well, that's Women's Golf Day, a big success. You're now working every minute, I'm sure, with your team on next year already. But taking a little bit of breather, tell us about Avion France, just from a travel perspective. That's where the ladies are now playing their big major golf tournament.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Avion France. We know that it's, what, about an hour and a half or 2 hours from Paris? Where is it?
338 miles south.
That's what I said, about an hour and a half from Paris south.
Southeast.
I made it up. Well, if you're on the bullet train, it could be an hour, right? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what is really close to is Geneva, Switzerland. That's more like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's how I used to go. I spent some time in Geneva, so I went a couple times. I've been for tournaments. I've been for that tournament that we're discussing right now, the Avion, Armundi Avion Championship. And I have been there a couple times when it's not a championship. And they've had Women's Golf Day there many a time. I don't know if this year, but it's like three hotels. This is bar none. Put it on your bucket list, people, to go to with or without the tournament. You know, it's just a really beautiful place. The town of Evian obviously is based off of, it's like going to Saratoga Springs with regard to, it's a place where they have this water that they take from the ground and that is supposed to be pure and better. And it really is like a beautiful little town. That's like something from out of an 18th century, like Downton Abbey-esque kind of stuff. This old casino, the architecture, it's walkable. Everybody's super nice, and I love that it's close to Switzerland. And the resort itself is just bar none,
Wow.
five star. They have a spa, they have a golf course, they have a Ledbetter Academy, by
Wow,
the way.
Lead David. Wow, Leadbetter's over there. Great. And it's an hour and a half from Geneva. Tell us very quickly, what about Geneva? What do you love about Geneva the most? Why do you love it there?
Geneva is also a very pretty, very, it's so clean. It's like Jim Carrey in that movie where it isn't really reality. I forget what it's called. He doesn't realize, like, it's like Mr. Rogers on steroids. Like, everything is super clean and super. It's not all, though, just all white people, because they do have a lot of people from the Arab nations that go there in the
It's a
summer, because
very
their summer's.
historic city too, because we've heard about the Geneva Convention. We've heard about Geneva being a place where a lot of political and great leaders of the world have met over the decades. So Geneva is a very,
Finance, yeah.
yes, a big
I
financial
think their
center.
neutrality has a lot to do with it. It's the headquarters of the Red Cross. And
Wow, I did not know
also,
that either.
yeah, there's a Red Cross museum, and it's also the Red Crescent, which outside in Muslim countries and stuff like that, that's what it is. So it's the equivalent of our Red Cross, or what we know as Red Cross. It's called the Red Crescent, which I don't think a lot of people realize. So
Wow.
there isn't any issues when they see that in countries where obviously they don't have like Christian base, where a cross would be something that they could potentially be nervous about. But yeah,
Wow.
there's a lot, and it still preserves. It has a lot of these amazing Geneva, at least that I've spent time, historic reincarnation, right? Where they go in reenactments is what I'm looking for, of their times. But with that, it's also extremely modern. It's very, 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 very expensive and very wealthy. So everything is top notch. Everything works great. It's beautiful. It's fun. It's got a lake. So that's all
Lake
wonderful,
Geneva
And
is a big,
then,
yes, very famous, of course.
yeah, and then all of Switzerland's an interesting whole little country, because it's got like three little components that have three different languages. You have German, Swiss German, French Swiss, Swiss German, and then Italian Swiss.
Now, nobody speaks English there, folks, so don't go. No,
They all
I'm
speak
teasing.
English.
I'm te They all speak English, and they speak it everywhere. The number one spoken language on the planet is English. A lot of people don't know that, but it is.
Really? More than
Yeah,
Indian?
I believe so, because they all speak English. So we're talking about the spoken word. Check me out
Okay.
on that. Could be wrong, and if I am, and I'll apologize, and I'll make a retraction like the good correspondent that I am, but I think I'm right about it. Let's go. We've got an LPGA global tour, as they are big, huge, major going on in Avion, France. And Alyssa, you were there. Bob, let's start with you though. What about one of your favorite players out there that you love to follow and you love to talk about her, Miss Wode from England?
Lottie Wode from England just goes about her business without any fanfare. She'll knock in a 20-foot birdie putt, for instance, and say, okay, she'll go out. That's the kind of person she is, and she doesn't get overexcited, which is good, and she manages herself well. Shot a 64 on Friday and has a one-stroke lead over Aki Iwe of Japan. Women's PGA champion Heiran Ryu is right behind her, three back. Gino Titicoon, former number one player in the world, is five back. I think we also know that Charlie Hull has not won a major yet, and she's six back. So she had a 70 today, and Gino had a 64, for instance. So I really think this tournament will produce somebody who's never won a major. How's that? Because
Do
three
you
years in a
really?
row, it's done.
Wow.
Because 3 years in a row, it's done that same thing. And I don't know if Alyssa is followed that, but three straight people have won this who have never won a major until they came to Evian. So that's nice.
How far back could you be? And then we're going to go to Alyssa in a minute about the golf course and what it's like being there and seeing the golf and the shape of the course. But Bob, How far back do you think? Here's Yuka Saso. She's at 3 under. Gusova from, I believe she's Russian. I met her and interviewed her. Wonderful young player. Keep going. Jennifer Kupchko is 3 back, or at 3 under, I should say. And we could go on and on and on. But how
What
far
happened with
back?
Nelly? There's some brouhaha. I only saw some
Yeah, what's going on with
something.
Nelly, Bob?
Nelly missed the cut.
Ain't that something? Like Scottie
30,
Scheffler
34 in
missed
a
a cut
row.
over there
She
in
had.
Scotland.
Yeah. 34 in a row. She missed a cut. Yeah, so her streak ends. And she couldn't get it done with some of the putts that she normally would make on a regular basis, par saving putts. But I think anybody within 6 strokes has a shot.
Okay. All right, Alyssa, let's go to you. Now, you're our roving reporter, having been there. What do you love about this golf course?
Oh my God, it's without getting into detail of like, design and what have you, it's right up there. It's kind of like whenever you go to Bermuda or somewhere, it is such a beautiful walk,
Is
forgetting the
it
golfer
a
and
Marco
Anderson.
Simone in Rome where they had the Ryder Cup? Is it better than
Way
that?
better.
Is
Not
it
to not.
really?
Yeah, because it's on the water. It's
Yeah.
on Lake Geneva. I mean, you see the mountains, you go through forest. It's like, oh my God, it's beauty, 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 nature, beauty.
Okay.
And it is challenging. It's very undulating. I mean, you're like hoofing it, especially. I can't remember. Like, I kind of want to believe that either A, we weren't allowed to take carts when I played it, or for some reason, I remember it was like. It's like billy goat kind of stuff.
Well, look, I can't wait to go one day. I've been to Paris, but Paris is not France, and France is not Paris. We all know that any more than America is New York or LA or San Francisco, or Chicago or Houston. It's different and more than that. And so I can't wait to go and experience other parts of France, as well as we want to go back and experience other parts of Italy since we were only in the Roman area. Although
Yeah.
we did go to Firenze, we did go to Florence, but that was pretty close too. All right, Bob, who wins the golf tournament?
Well, that's it. I really just have a hard time at this point looking at that list, saying Lottie's content. I like to see her close. Okay, I
Yeah.
know she can do it. I think she can do it, but I really believe that there it's a tight one. Gina was there right last year. Okay, I think she has a good shot at it, and I like her. I wait like the way she's come back after some of her play, and I would not take anybody out from Japan. Japan has some excellent golfers right now who are just under the radar for us. Mao
Yes, they
Saigo and
do.
Aki Iwe, they're very steady, tremendous execution. Mayu Yamashita, she's in there to mix. So I would like to say, Ray, it's going to be the Empire of Japan versus Lottie Wode. How's that?
Well, I'm pulling for Charlie Hull. She's 5 back, but hey, anything could happen in a major. Let's find out, Alyssa, who wins the golf tournament for you?
Oh, I can't even take a stab. I'm not sure who's gonna.
If Lottie Wode could close, Bob and Alyssa, I think she wins this golf tournament. I don't
Yes, I
think
would love
she's
to see
going to
her win.
give this up. I would love to see her win. I
Oh, yeah.
do, but and let's talk about what Betsy King talked about a few weeks back when she was with us on the show,
Yep.
and gave us so much time about the LPGA Tour in general. Alyssa, you'll be interested in some of her comments. You can go listen to that on whatever platforms you want of Great American Golf and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Also at Ray Adams or Ray Adams, you can go to all my platforms. Match Play TV. That's how you get there. So Betsy said, as you go down leaderboards, we would love to see more American players. So you look at this leaderboard, halfway through the tournament, and you've got England and Japan and Korea and Thailand and France and England and Japan. And you've got to go all the way down to T9 to find Austin Kim from the USA. Now, here's the thing. I don't know, as a global tour, it doesn't matter. And we're never going to take anything away from any of the greatest, 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 wonderful players. But what I am saying is that, and Betsy King said it, and others have said it, that it would be great as far as viewership goes if more American young ladies were there. Do you think that's
Clear,
important, Alyssa, or not?
clearly, yeah. Case in point, we're talking about it right now with the World Cup.
Yeah.
People are invested. It's like the Olympics. This has been the story forever and ever. I feel like for LPGA, and I also feel like let's not negate LET. They're the real ones that are probably cultivating a lot of these people because whatever, they're all look where they're coming from. What tour are they playing on? But and LET got a new thing, but also us just having been in this rabbit hole for 11 years, I look at the effort that is being put forth by whether it's Japan or Spain or some of these countries where they have are cultivating these professional golfers. And I think, hey, hat goes off to Mike Kwan because he implemented with the USGA this NOW program, which I do not know the name of it, but it's basically to take these kind of junior players and get them to a Olympic, athletic, and even having programs like that, which we all know that many countries do for Olympics and things like that. But that is going to start planting seeds and putting, putting the right, putting more people face forward. I don't, whatever, I don't, I cannot speak for the LPGA. They've had three commissioners in 11 years, so I think they need to like steady the Titanic, get it on a path and work
Well,
it.
as you go down,
Get the glacier out of the side.
As you go
There's
down the
not.
line, though, if you go down the leaderboard, you've got to go all the way down through loads of names over names over names from various countries. You've got to go all the way down to tie for
It is what it
23
is. So there you right.
to Kupcho. And so there's only two, and then Jan is T23 as well. But there's only three American young ladies, Andrea Lee and Allison Lee, are T38. So there's five American women in 50 golfers. That doesn't make for a lot of American viewers excitement. But we're not taking anything away from the rest of the players. It's a global tour. They're fabulous players. We love to watch all of them from every country. It's just, as far as it goes, Americans want to see their folks playing, Lisa.
Everybody wants to see their people playing. If you're Japanese, you want to see your Japanese
You
people
do, you
playing.
do, you do. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, Alyssa Gaudet, for joining us, one of our great women in golf. And everybody says hello to you. If you want to write to me about Alyssa and say all of the terrible, I mean, the nice things, then you write golfadams@msn.com. You can go to Women's Golf Day as well. And Alyssa can be,
Can I leave you with something?
well, of
A
course.
little nugget that I'm on
I want a
my,
nugget. We love
because I
nuggets.
want to give a shout out to Jake who does our social media
Oh,
because he is
wow.
on it like white on rice. So he has got on here Holland, which this is this big Norwegian Viking striker that plays for the Norwegian team that is
Yes.
all the rage from, I feel like, 14-year-old women to senior citizen ladies. We're all think he's awesome. He's just a good guy.
Is he the one
He,
that just went out and played golf yesterday on his day off?
thank you. That's what I'm, t that's it
Oh,
right
I'm
there.
sorry. I
Playing
didn't mean to take it. Go.
in Miami
Tell
and
us all about it.
playing golf. I can't figure out the golf course, so I should be able to. I feel like, so I'm looking because I went on to be like, hey, what's Jake talking about for Women's Golf Day? And
All
there he
right. Well,
is
Dr. Bob will
playing
figure it
out in
out.
Miami.
Yeah,
I
let's
should,
talk about it on
I'm
the
trying
Monday
to see,
show.
is it where would he have gone? It's not
Doral.
Doral.
Why
No,
not?
it's not. I don't think it looks like Doral, just from knowing. And I would guess I'm going to want to guess that hopefully somebody had the fortitude to put him on a private club, like either we have a Riviera, we've got a that's not Biltmore either because greens look too good. Biltmore,
I
don't
don't.
come
I
for me, but I
well,
know
we'll
you.
figure out where he
I'm
played, but
like,
it's fun to.
you look at the background a little bit. I'm like looking at the trees behind. It's saying Miami. It's not the Palm Beach Par 3. The only thing I'm guessing is it could be Lagoars, which would be probably a great place to ha not be bugged. Nice little private club right there on the Palm Beach. I mean, on Miami Beach, on the actual island of Miami Beach,
Yeah.
South
By the way,
Beach-ish.
speaking of Doral and speaking of some of the greatest teachers in history, I saw on social media and I wrote to him that Jim McLean has had some significant health issues. And we love Jim McLean. He was on my
Oh
TV show.
no.
We wish him a speedy recovery. Bob, I don't know if you know any more about that, but we're following that as much as we can. But when we said Doral, it jogged my memory that I had read about this and written to Jim a week or so ago, and that his health, we hope, continues to improve. All right, very good. Alyssa, I'm going to give you the final word. What do you want to tell the folks? 30 seconds.
Play some golf this summer. And let's go Norway, let's go Spain.
There you go. Great advice from one of our great, great guests, Alyssa
Oh,
Gaudet,
we
founder of
can
Wind.
talk later, but let's just also remember that Solheim is going to be in the Netherlands. I know you can go on our website, and we work with a couple of firms that we still have some few trips left. People want to go Norway. What am I saying? It's Netherlands. It's being played in the Netherlands.
You said that.
Okay, I thought I said Norway because I've got Norway on the brain. Netherlands.
Yeah.
It's being played in the Netherlands, so that's always good. I don't know. I love Solheim Cup, especially in Europe, is fun. We all know. And that's it. Like, I think that's it. Golf Inc. We got some like conferences on the business side, stuff coming up. It's that time of
Okay.
year. We can
Well,
talk about it
we will
later.
be watching where you're going and what you're up to, and I know you'll stay in touch with
That's it.
me, and we'll have you on again very soon, Dr. Bob. I'm going to give you the final word. I have a few, two or three sponsors I'm going to say thank you to at the very end of the show. Everybody, make sure you hydrate. Listen, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And don't just drink water. Find an electrolyte that you can work with, live with, and drink with. It could be sugar-free. It could be, however, be careful. Maybe consult a nutritionist or your physician or whatever. But don't just, pound down the usuals. Find something that makes sense for you and make sure you hydrate, 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 no matter where you are, no matter what the temperature is. And then, yes, get to your dermatologist. Whether you think you need it or not, you do. Because I didn't want to go. My wife beat me and made me go. And I went, and guess what they found? Five places. They did the biopsies, and out of those, three of them came back and said, "We're going to cut you up, Ray. We're going to take it out. We're going to give you a little divot." And I said, "Well, okay, great." And I've never, ever, never, 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 ever, ever had any issues with any sort of skin issues at all until, well, a couple of years ago, I had one or two. Then fine, and now this. So make sure you get to your dermatologist and get that sunscreen on. And don't forget the top of your ears, because at the top of my left ear, there's a place, and he's got to go in and cut it. Oy. So make sure you get to your dermatologist and wear that sunscreen. Dr. Bob, final word from you.
Well, my closing thoughts are not as graphic as that, but I just want to just say that with Alyssa on with us, I think it's important to note, recognize that this is the world of sports doesn't end at our borders, and it doesn't end with our only the teams that we cheer for. I think
Correct.
it's important to note that while we're talking about the greatest game of golf and so forth, we're very lucky to have the World Cup come to our shores and to our countries, Mexico and also Canada, is because we have to understand that people from all different sides were all one together. And that's important to me to see that, because I've been able to tune in and watch it now and not be distracted. That's what's important, and I enjoy it, and I think we're lucky to have it right now where we are.
I
I think that
am.
it's added a lot of positivity, like the Scottish people, and it's made us look at how people are getting excited about our country, whether it's our food or our supermarkets or things we take for granted, all of that, if you even step in. And I highly recommend skip the US coverage, watch it, Telemundo. The flow of play is so much better. You don't even need to speak Spanish, but the excitement is there in their voice. You could be like doing something in the kitchen and you're gonna know like when it's time to come back.
Yeah.
It starts escalating. I'm like, oh, there's gonna be a goal soon. I better like hustle back out there. So that's my recommendation. But I have loved seeing these stories like Scotland and everybody like embracing our country and us theirs and the Koreans in Mexico and blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's some unfortunate things like the Iranians that should have been able to be in the country with their playing, but I
And
don't know.
some of these events have gone to their stadiums and around the country. I guarantee you, people in Kansas City have never been the same since those matches have been there.
Yeah, which is great. It's great for all of us to see, meet different people instead of having to travel. They're coming to us.
Well, that's great advice from Alyssa Godet and Dr. Bob Denny. All of that, the final word. Thank you so very much, both of you, for being with me. And we're going to be back with Dr. Bob and Craig Renshaw, who had to be off later this afternoon, as we've been, or this morning, I should say, as we've been working through a little bit of technical difficulties earlier today with Zoom. But we'll work on that. And you all get out there, practice, play, have some fun, work on the short game, hydrate, sunscreen along the way. And on it goes for some great times this weekend with some wonderful, wonderful golf all over the world. And we're going to be back on Great American Golf next week. But don't forget, day after tomorrow, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Alyssa, thank you so much. Dr. Bob, thank you both so much. And I want to mention to some of you that I was contacted that somebody asked me, they want to get a lesson from Tina Toombs, and she was part of my America's 250th a gift guide. TinaToombsGolf.com. Tina Toombs, TOMBS, TinaToombsGolf.com. Tina was on the LPGA Tour. She won on the LPGA Tour. She might be the most award-winning golf instructor in America right now. I can't tell you how many awards she's received. Tina is right here in Scottsdale, Arizona at Gainey Ranch Golf Club. Go to tinatoombsgolf.com. And then I want to thank Alicia Villarreal from her Rocky Point Realty. She's a broker, a realtor. She lives there. She also lives here in Phoenix area. And Alicia will sell you, rent you, help you, move you. She is the best of the best as a realtor in Rocky Point, Mexico. Puerto Peñasco is the formal name, down in the Sea of Cortez, about 4.5 hours from Phoenix, and a wonderfully safe quarter to drive down and to enjoy the Sea of Cortez. Alicia Villarreal, and I'm going to give you her website right now. It is welcome to rockypoint.com. Welcome to rockypoint.com. And then the golf puck, go to the golfpuck.com, golfpuck.com. You're going to find it's made in the USA, and it's the greatest alignment tool for your game, golfpuck.com, and Desert Fox Golf. Boy, do they have the NCAA licensing going on for all of their very, very wonderful phone holders for your golf cart, your cell phone holders, and other accessories at DesertFoxGolf.com. And Free Baller, you want some free golf balls? Well, with the course's permission, the blacklight installed on this long extension pole, you can use Free Baller, and you want to go to FreeBaller.com and find out more about this great PGA Show product of the year of mine as well. Love all those products. Thank you all for being a part and being sponsors. And we're going to be back with you day after tomorrow on the Golf Lifestyle Show.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.